Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Previously on Derpy Show.
Have you ever been so excited that you just pooped your carpet?
I have.
Derpy Show.
I think I might have gotten some pork rind spices in my eye.
Yeah.
Wait, you got pork dust in your face farts?
I might have.
I got fat back in my eyes.
Derpy Show.
Hey, old cat, you gonna poop too?
Derpy Show.
We built that moon base too.
What about moon base 1?
Moon base 1 was a Chinese invention.
Jazzed Moon Base 2! Jazzed Moon Base 2!
That's what you get!
Attacked by a folding chair?
You get that!
Derpy Show.
He's the ham of the group.
I really want some ham. Do you have any ham?
Yeah, hams.
Derpy Show.
And now you see why I stole the crab core and the obscure beats.
Yes. Thank you. The fucking the jazz beats. But you know, I would really like my a vinyl of the Clash back.
Yeah.
Derpy Show.
This is what you want. This
yeah.
is what you get.
Now we're in the sound box.
This Woo! Is what you get. This is what you want. This is what you get. This is what you want.
Bump.
And get.
Bump. Bump, bump, bump.
I'm done.
Bump, bump, bump. Bump, bump, bump.
I found out the name of a favorite band bump. I listened to as a child.
Bump, bump,
was the name
bump.
Of the ranch that the Mansons bump, bump. Occupied, apparently.
Bump, bump, bump.
You ever heard a band called Spawn Ranch?
Bump. Bump.
Why would
bump,
I approve bump. That?
Bump.
You're older than the hills.
Why are you still stuck on Rocky music?
I was just giving you guys some backbeats for the recording. For,
yeah.
Some backbeats?
Backbeats. Yes.
Can you do it something more relevant
and almond breakish?
Like, well, I guess you're talking about Manson. I can be a little bit more like,
Can you do some Conway Twitty?
Yeah. Can you give me some Gorbachev?
Ladies and gentlemen,
Mr. Conway Twitty.
No, I really Mr. Gorbachev. Welcome to Derpy Show. I am DJ Snorlax.
And I'm Boar.
And I'm DJ Neofast.
This is the first Derpy Show of the new year.
Good.
So how was your New Year's?
Futuristic.
It was not happened yet.
Aww. Yeah, what are you going to do for New Year's?
Go to a classy-ass New Year's Eve party.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Ooh, you going to wear a tie?
Yeah.
Going to wear a jacket?
Top hat, tie, jacket.
Ooh. You're gonna be putting on the Ritz?
Monocles, yeah. It's gonna be great. It'll be classy. But I have to go back to work on the day of New Year's Eve. What? I had to go and work on the day of New Year's Eve. Past tense, right? We're doing that?
No.
No, we're not? Okay.
I don't think we have to pretend.
Oh, well, I have to go back to work tomorrow and then come back here for the party and then go back to work again.
Here? The party's at my house?
No, yeah, totally. Here in Orlando. Surprise.
Oh.
Is there a party at your house? Because that's where I'm going.
You're going here?
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Well, too bad.
Derpy Show.
Nah, it's happened before. Actually, my min pin, before we got him fixed, would, like, drag
wait,
out this,
wait,
like...
Wait, whoa, whoa.
Girlfriend's
dogs have pooped on the floor before?
No,
what?
No.
Do go on!
No, this is...
Let me hear a tale.
This is anything about
what's
pooping.
A min pin?
It's a miniature pincher?
Min pin? Is that like a...
Miniature pincher. But no, he would pull out the
miniature
dust...
Miniature pincher.
The dust, the little dust thing, and start humping it in front of everybody. Basically,
he
would hump
things.
He would hump things in front of everybody. People's over, let me pull out this little duster, feather duster, and start humping it in front of people.
And then he shat on the floor?
No, he never shat on the floor. He would just bark things. Hey, dog, stop that.
Would he go for the rusty trombone ever?
What do you mean, dog?
What's a rusty trombone? Is that like
always look like
is that like a donkey punch?
No, the rusty trombone is all the more awesome and all the worse. Rusty trombone is doing a rim job while simultaneously jerking the guy off from the other side. So it's like your mouth is up to the butt blowing into the trombone, and then your hand on the dick is working the slutty magoo. And the rust is poop.
Okay. Yeah. Got it. Now, is that what it sounds like? I've never had that experience. So.
No, that's what I imagine it would sound like.
Okay.
I was thinking more like...
Where did the cymbal hit come from?
Also, that person's hips are like super narrow. If their penis is like... It's way too close to your mouth.
He turned it into a straight up blowjob.
I've tried to do ska music with the rusty trombone.
Ska music? Oh my god, could we get an entire rusty ska band?
Oh god. Well, we could play Real Big Fish better that way.
Hey!
Oh, I love
Real Big Fish. That's a joke that would have been relevant in 1998.
Well, you're correct.
If it was like a ska band, you'd only really have to learn one move. And then you're done. Just repeat it slightly different ways.
Pick it up.
Derpy Show.
Depending what slot it went into.
I like going into different slots.
What slot would you prefer to go into?
Moist.
You see the earlier the slot, I mean, if you get into a really early slot, I mean, it's going to be nice. But it's not really, you know, the final deal. And if you get into too late of a slot, that's really just like, you know, it's messy down there. But if you get this just the right slot, you're in for a good time.
You lost me there.
You lost me at slots.
Wait, we're not talking about Vegas?
No.
If they're really close to the door, they pay out better.
I thought you had to go to the heart. The heart was how you got the best slot.
In good view of the doors and popular walkways kind of pay off better.
Yeah.
No, they have higher payout percentages.
Really? I thought the ones that are constantly more used.
No, it's because you see people winning and you're like, oh, I'm going to play too.
But those are already taken, so you go to somewhere else where there's less of a win at payout.
Yeah. I wonder if they put plants in there that just start winning.
Actually, when I was in Vegas for the first time, I knew about that trick. So I went straight to the most visible slot machine I could find, and I won like $350 right away.
Nice.
Interesting.
I was doing $5 rolls. I felt pretty tough.
Oh. Felt pretty tough.
$5? Bam! Yeah, fuck you, Gray!
when I went, Mrs. the Hipster and I, we spent a lot of money on a Ghostbusters slot machine. There's all sorts of like clips from the movie, and I go
because of the novelty.
And all these mini games relating to the game, and at one point you had to kill the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, and it would actually emit the scent of marshmallow.
Derpy Show.
So, do you have any New Year's resolutions?
Other than hitting the gym once a day, as opposed to three times a week.
So you see. You see, Boar over there is giggling because I was coming up with an idea for this bit while Neofas was not here. And I said, come on, everyone makes a resolution to get in better shape, to go to the gym, get in better shape. Sure. He's like, I don't know about that. What's the first thing Neofas says? Go to gym more.
Once a day, yeah. As opposed to, well, when I was overseas, I did it like twice a day. It was great.
I think the reason that most people say that is because they don't want their Wii Fit to be, like, passively, aggressively giving them comments about how they don't work out.
It does do that.
Yeah, if you wait too long, it's like, oh, you haven't been working out much lately.
I don't know Wii, though.
And you never will.
I won't. Maybe a Wii U if I win it, but I'm never going to actively go out and buy something. My next gen gaming station is I'm going to build a new computer, and I'm going to ride that one out for 4 years.
So, Boar, do you have any New Year's resolutions?
I do, and it's the same resolution as last year.
And that is?
1920 by 1080.
God.
You're going with 1920 by 1080.
God damn it. Yeah.
Can you really support that resolution?
Actually, I can dual support it.
Dual support it?
Yeah.
All games, high FPS as well, too?
So you're saying you can hook that up to both slots?
Yeah.
What's your FPS you got?
I mean, last year I was running the same resolution, but this year I think I'll just keep doing that.
So would you get like a good 64 or above FPS? In
yeah, how many FAPS per second do you get with that resolution? Yeah.
At least 20.
At least 20
FAPS per second.
Sure.
That's cool. Fast. A lot of FAPS.
What about you? DJ Snorlax and the resolution?
I resolve to make more resolutions.
That's smart.
Is that kind of like wishing for more wishes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's say that you have infinite resolutions.
Infinite resolutions.
Yeah. What are some of... Just give us an example of what some of those would be.
I resolve to get another character in World of Warcraft to max level. I resolve to attempt...
Are you going
to
ever catch up to me? I've got like 3 now. I'm going on 4.
No.
Okay.
No. I have one character at max level, and that's all I've ever had at max level.
Okay, what are some of your other resolutions?
I resolve to attempt to fuck with Neofast as much as possible.
It's easy.
That's not really a change, though. It's sort of like mine, in that it's keeping the status quo.
Yeah, it's sort of like the basis of this show.
I resolve...
Unless you mean you're going to ramp it up.
You're
going to ramp it up and take it to the next level, stalk him at his house.
Right.
Steal his mail. Replace his
iPod.
Shampoo with Nair.
It's on. It's
change
on.
My iPod up. I gotcha, yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait to go in and
nothing
change.
But Tom Jones on his iPod.
Oh, man, and Spice Girls all the time.
Joke's on you guys. Tom Jones is the thing now.
But it's only going to be What's Up, Pussycat. That's the only song.
Whoa.
Yes.
Great.
Yes, that's another resolution.
You guys have good taste in it, too.
I do resolve to... I want to make two... I want to have two of my card games printed this year. That's a resolution.
Okay.
So, that's fun.
Now, resolutions are supposed to be about things that you're changing about yourself.
Yeah, improving.
That sounds more like a short-term goal.
I thought resolutions were just like, I resolve to...
I think you're supposed to do stuff like, oh, I'm going to quit smoking. I'm going to work out. I'm going to not chew on pens anymore. I thought it was always supposed to be stuff like that.
Well, here's the thing. I want to be fat and lazy, but I don't want heart disease. So I've got to figure out some way to get my heart going.
Diet.
You can eat Cheerios. I read on the box that...
Good cholesterol.
That's all you need to do.
Just Cheerios?
Just Cheerios. I think so. Constantly.
Just like nonstop. Fucking just...
Cheerio that
just
shit.
Break it,
you'll
just mash it down,
diet,
put it in a spoon, put a lighter underneath
Actually,
it.
I don't see
right
eating Cheerios blood. Right now, so you're probably going to die.
Yeah,
soon.
You're probably going to die very soon. Very soon.
Fuck.
See, you got to counter that with some pork rinds.
Oh, I got those.
Yeah, if you couple the Cheerios with the pork rinds, I hear it fattens up the cholesterol relief.
Oh, good. Good. I like to really bolster.
And also, eat your food while standing, too.
Is that's good, right?
Yeah. If you eat enough greasy food, the food would just like slip right through you faster. And if you're standing while eating, you burn the calories away standing.
That can't be true.
It's what the guy at the place tells me.
Guy at the place?
Well, listen. The guy at the place is a very reliable source.
Legitimate institute of research. That guy.
Oh, the guy at the Legitimate Institute of Research.
Yeah.
The Legitimate Institute of Research.
Is that accredited?
The LIR. Duh.
It's accredited by the Circle K Foundation. You don't talk to the great philosophical...
Isn't that
hobo
like
from behind
a
the
Quickie Mart?
Sure.
Yeah, it's behind the Quickie Mart. The LIR.
It's the great...
No, he said it's accredited by the Circle K.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Neofaust is drunk, everyone.
Oh, yeah. Awful.
He's had 4 sips of cider.
Yeah, it's...
Obviously inebriated.
It's not even past the neck of the bottle.
Yeah, I'm such a lightweight, guys. Watch out!
Whoa!
God.
But yeah, so I think I am going to try to get in shape this year.
You should get in weight.
You get in shape, like what, triangular?
I want to work out a little bit more. I want to eat better, and I want to be in shape.
Four?
No.
What for?
Because I want to.
You want to. You should think out a goal.
He wants to be all hot for the women's.
Yep.
Oh, you want to attract him with your lovely lumps?
Well, I want to do cosplay, but I don't want to be the fat version of that character.
Ah. I see.
Anything in particular?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
What's a good character that's not fat?
Most of them.
That one.
Choji. He's not fat anymore now.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Naruto!
No.
Shippuden des.
Listen,
Su.
Listen.
Desu!
Just because everyone else does the same cosplay, and by cosplay, they buy a $10 thing from Walmart and put it on their head. No.
They
no
sell
Naruto.
It at Walmart?
No Naruto.
I think so.
The headbands?
You can't even say headband right?
Headband!
I hate you fucking weeabots.
This is great to sound to say it right.
God damn it.
Tatebayo! Tatebayo!
So here's my plan. I'm going to start working out.
Yeah.
And my idea is that I'm going to work out while we're going to do the show. So that way, you know, I'm doing double trouble here.
Oh. Well, that sounds like it might be like a conflict of interest.
What do you mean?
Insurance?
I'm doing this for you.
Why is it a conflict of insurance?
You want to be sexy for me? Is that what you're
saying? I don't
want to
be sexy for you.
Well, that's what you just made it sound
no,
like.
No, no.
You said you were doing it for me.
I want to be sexy for the radio.
You established that it was so you could get hot chicks.
Well, you are not a hot chick.
Oh, and now you just hurt my feelings.
It's all right. I thought nothing.
I know. You think nothing often.
Very zen. Very zen.
So I'm just going to run in place the rest of the
Wait,
episode.
You know what you need to do? You need to hook a treadmill up to your, like, wow, so you have to keep running to keep the, you know, electricity on.
Oh, you mean, like, just like, actually power?
Yeah.
The thing?
Power okay. the computer. Not to make it to where it tires you out, but you just have to keep, like, pedaling.
Cool. You know, I'm really starting to feel this running in place while we're doing the episode.
I feel like to power my computer, it would have to take, like, an entire team of about 30 or 40 Chinese boys on the bicycles rigged up to generators to power my computer.
Not gonna lie, I already gave up on running. That sucks.
Your resolution
this
sucks.
This resolution is not going well so far.
No, running is terrible.
It is. It's
I like,
jarring, too.
Have you tried
what?
Lipticaling.
Limericking? I'm very good at limericking.
Lipticaling. Being on elliptical. It's non-impact.
There once was a man from Nantucket. Go.
His dick was so long he could suck it. And he put it over his shoulder.
What?
What? I don't know.
Yeah, so that resolution. No, keep at it. It'll be good.
We'll see.
Honestly, why don't you guys both go to the gym together?
Because that would be weird.
Put you through some
But I thought that regiments. women went to the bathroom together. So can't dudes just go to the gym together?
They usually do, but I go to the gym weirdly.
How many miles you plan on running?
Well, no.
But you could stare at each other's balls in the shower.
No.
You could spot me, and I could stand over you.
Oh, nice.
And we spot each other.
In the shower? Is that a thing that happens?
I don't
spot
know.
Spot me. Dude, we're in the shower. Spot me.
Is this like a 1980s high school movie? I don't know. But, no, see, I only go to the gym if I can either wear headphones or blast the theme, one of the songs from Disney's Mulan.
What?
Let's get down to business.
To defeat the Huns.
Okay, I've not really seen that movie, so I don't know what you're
It's a training montage song.
He lied to you. It's actually, it's at, was it Stevie Wonder or Ray Charles? No, he's dead.
No, it's Donny Osmond sings that song.
Wait, no. The one that comes in and it goes like, you know, you must be true to your heart. You must be true to your
heart. That's Stevie Wonder in 98 Degrees.
Yeah.
But anyway, I want to do, that's the song I usually do. That, or
wait, so do you only work out for like 5 minutes?
No, I have that.
You put it on a loop?
No, I used to have a series of songs. I had that one. I had
need a fucking montage.
I had that song on the list. I also had the song Zero to Hero from Hercules on the list.
Disney fag.
I also had the two training montages from Rocky. I really like, you know, Eye of the Tiger is a good one. But
best
I actually
around.
But I really like Best Around. That's good. That was on the list. But I actually like the one from Rocky IV better. The that's one I like better. And, then I would have, like a Boss by Lonely Island on there. Because nothing makes you feel like working out than being like, talk to corporate! Approve memos!
Take your shit. Shit on Laura's desk.
Eat a bagel!
Fuck a giant fish!
Suck my own dick!
Blow my brains out!
Turn into a jet!
Yeah.
Crash into the sun?
And now I'm dead!
That's your typical work day.
Yeah.
That could bounce.
Gotcha. You crash into the sun and die. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, here's the factor of just working out. It's just getting your ass to the gym is, I think, the biggest thing. And once you get yourself there, it's a lot easier. And you get in the routine of getting yourself there. You think about working out in the morning, after work?
I pretty much have to... I think I'm going to have to start doing it on days that I don't work.
Days you don't work? Is it consecutive, like, 3 days apart in the week?
It's usually separated. I work long days, so... the gym that I have access to is closed most of the time when I either... I can't wake up. If I wake up early, it's closed. And by the time I get off of work, I'm usually too tired. I don't feel well enough to go.
You know, you'd be surprised if you just go to the gym even when you're tired and work a little bit. Your endorphins kick in from just, like, you know, your body being pushed to stress. And over time, it gets easier.
Gotcha.
That's all I could say. You just gotta keep doing that and get a good diet.
I'm too cheap for gyms. Like, I don't want to pay membership fees.
You do push-ups.
And I'm also too lazy. I don't want to do push-ups.
Well, my gym...
Shock your junk. I mean, your
so
stuff.
So, I've learned that to lose weight for me, what works is just not eat.
It's called genetics.
Well, you do look like a skeleton,
yeah,
so that makes sense.
You got genetics coming for you, buddy.
That's not true. I can gain weight.
You can?
Yeah.
I used to not be able to.
Yeah, his girlfriend said he was getting a belly.
Yeah, see? Why are you staring at my penis right now?
Well, no, his penis is not a belly.
It's
why do you think his penis is so shallow and round?
It's like a Coke can.
Wait, have you seen it?
No, it's not. Oh God!
Dear Lord! All right.
What is going on with our podcast in the new year? Are we turning into a gym podcast?
No, we could go on to something else. I was going to talk about that.
No, I'm just curious. It's just weird. We're talking about this. Like, this is the worky show.
Derpy show.
I'm going
to
wreck it.
If we want to go back to talking about just pure resolutions, I've still got a monitor that I use sometimes that runs at about 1680 by 1050, which is an odd resolution.
1050? That doesn't even sound like a real resolution.
It's a 16 to 10 ratio instead of the standard.
16 by 9?
Yeah.
My cat's breath smells like cat's food.
Why would you want a 1610?
I don't know.
I wouldn't
like,
know.
And by manufactured, I mean you have one of these. Did someone actually manufacture this? Or did you break something and this is what's left?
It's a ViewSonic.
A ViewSonic.
They got parrots.
That seems like a legitimate company.
They make pretty good stuff.
Sony Gods!
Sony Gods!
Actually, I don't even know if they exist anymore. Maybe they don't make anything.
I thought they were a subsidiary of Panasonic there for a while.
I have a TV in my closet that's a Protron.
Protron?
Yeah.
There's this really shitty brand overseas that was sold at the places over in Iraq called AWOL.
Absent without leave?
I guess so. But all the TVs were like, instead of having like any Sony or anything, it was just AWOL.
There's nothing Sony, inside. It's like, absent.
It's absent, yeah. But they were the shittiest TVs that were like, you know, you get yourself a 55-inch AWOL TV, cheap as hell.
That actually sounds like a joke brand that IKEA would use for all their display TVs.
Yes.
Dude, legitimate stuff, I had one in my like chew, and I'm just like, this is AWOL, okay? The moment anything Sony came in, people just plucked that shit up.
They've got stuff like play boxes.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
I can't wait for the Game Station 5 to come out.
Oh, with the gas-powered DVDs?
I want the Okama Game Sphere.
Oh, yeah, the Okama Game Sphere.
Okama Game Sphere!
The Game Sphere! Kabuka!
Well, that's so that way I can play Chim Pokemon.
Yeah, obviously.
Speaking of Pokemon...
What about Pokemans?
You playing Black and White?
So I'm playing Pokemon Black and White 2.
Cool.
And I think
I liked Black and White too. It was like you're this hand and you've got a pet and you like throw fire at villagers.
Yeah, and slap the fuck out of your
The pet gets
Pokemon.
All bad.
Yeah.
And you smack it.
And that's you change it into a demon.
That's a different game.
Black and White 2.
Black and White 2 is
no,
a great game.
Pokemon Black and White 2.
Well, you raise
animals.
Pokemon. Yeah, you raise Pokemon in this.
No, it's different.
And tower over villages.
So are you pooping right now?
Is it aneurysm? Poop aneurysm, right?
It can be both.
What are we talking about?
Black and White 2.
Black and White 2.
Oh, that game where you slap stuff.
Yeah.
I have no idea what the fuck we're talking about.
You do gestures and you can throw fireballs.
Yeah, you raise a god. I had an angry baboon god. Pokemon.
Of course you have an angry baboon god.
Yeah. He's...
Isn't that the same thing you call your penis?
It's Peter Molyneux.
Peter
Molyneux.
Molyneux.
Are you having seizures?
Yeah. No, we're speaking French.
Yeah, speaking French.
Like General Depardieu?
Just like what I would say.
Oh,
Vic Mignogna. You know who Vic Mignogna is? He's apparently a famous anime voice actor.
I've met him before.
That shows undertones of, like, Christian crap when he talks to
you. He seemed like kind of a dick.
He's incredibly a dick.
We should get him on the show.
I doubt he will even get on
the
show. We should.
We called you a dick once.
Totally.
On the show.
We should make it out to be like we're an actual legitimate like podcast about anime stuff, and then
we are a legitimate podcast about anime stuff.
We do mention anime a lot.
We do. Yeah, actually, no, we're pretty legitimate. We could get into these cons for free with press passes.
I like how you're deciding.
Yeah, we're pretty legitimate.
No, I mean,
we did do a reading of Kitty Glitter. That's pretty legitimate,
dude. We could totally, like, hijack these little, like, you know, interviews with these voice actors and just, like, totally troll them. Like, I always wanted to make fun of, like, Johnny Mbosh. And be like, so how is your punk project going that doesn't go anywhere?
Anyway, I think we should see if Kitty Glitter will let us do one of her books on tape.
If she'll let us read the whole book on tape.
Yeah, and be, like, the official one. I think that's what we should do.
Collection of people, perhaps.
So, okay, I think how we would have to do that is we would read the whole thing and put it up on Bandcamp or something, and then people could pay to download it and we would just give her a cut of it.
Yeah.
Is that what you would want to do?
Yeah.
That's fine. Give little samples in the middle of the show.
Because I can't see that as being able to be marketed to anything else other than...
fans of Kitty Glitter.
Yeah.
Yeah!
I just, like, I'm thinking, like, you couldn't... market that to Amazon, and printing it would be a huge waste of money. Like, if you actually put it in CD form.
I see. Go to audible.com. Hey guys, we got this audiobook.
Hey, it's about, the Fuck Machine.
What's the Crusher? Fuck Machine.
What's the other Kitty Glitter book that I was told we
had? Oh, a new one come out. It's LeVar Burton, like, Shackles of Darkness or something like that.
Dear God.
And the new one, I think, is called Ashton Kutcher Fucks Everything.
Hmm.
Dude,
where's my... what?
In the new Ashton Kutcher one, it actually is all about Meow Solo, who was in Wesley Crusher, Teenage Fuck Machine. And Meow Solo is the only person that can save the universe from...
Oblivion?
No, specifically... yes, Oblivion, but specifically Ashton Kutcher.
Oh. He'll destroy us all.
Hmm.
Well, so, okay, the holidays are over. How'd you guys survive the Steam holiday sales?
Wait, I'm still talking about Ashton Kutcher and Kitty Glitter.
Oh, I was trying to segue into another segue.
You're not allowed to segue.
No segues.
Okay.
That was not just an episode 2 thing.
Forget these things.
Okay, it's only 9 pages. I think I can get this one. I think I can read this one for it. Ashton Kutcher's Space Sex Rampage.
People actually buy these things?
It has 5 stars.
How many votes?
3.
Okay.
It's people pay for it, that's for sure. Let me read the description for you. This is the exciting sequel to Wesley Crusher, Teenage Fuck Machine.
It's a sequel?
Sequel.
Wow.
But Wesley Crusher isn't in it.
I don't know. I don't want to spoil anything.
He comes save the day.
Well, here's the product description. The kingdom of Puppe is in danger. Ashton Kutcher is flying through space, kill fucking everything, including the Prince of the Puppies.
Flying through space, kill fucking everything.
To save the puppy lineage, Vice Inspector Barker, an average puppy cop, is forced to enlist the aid of the only kitten in the universe bad enough to take out Ashton Kutcher. Meow Solo, feline pilot extraordinaire. If that's not gold, I don't know what is.
Pacific
and
Rim.
This is by Kitty Glitter.
By Kitty Glitter.
I feel like, wasn't her writing at least a little bit better before? It looks like she forgot some words in that.
You know, like profanity?
Kill fucking everything? That's
kill
not
fucking
really
everything! I think it's
kill fucking everything.
Killing fucking everything? Yeah, that makes
oh,
sense.
Oh, sorry. There is also Jordy LaForge, Mother of Darkness.
Mother of Darkness?
Yeah. There's another book called A Story for Kesha. Oh, The Color Purple 2. The Blob Unbound. The Puerto Rican Chronicles of Narnia.
These are all Kitty Glitter books?
All for sale on Amazon.com.
Dude, these sound awesome. The Puerto Rican Chronicles of Narnia.
Swastika 69. Sherlock Holmes, A Strange Case of Dicklessness.
It's
Sounds like that Tumblr fad.
Tumblr fad?
Yeah, apparently on Tumblr they like to like ship
God
Sherlock
damn it,
Holmes
I hate
and Winston.
When people use that word ship.
Okay.
Okay, Grandpa.
It makes me want to kill you. It's a new word the kids are into. I don't know. Stuff. Well, they basically just
don't
do, like,
associate with them.
They do yaoi and shit to like Sherlock Holmes and was it Winston? Not Winston. Watson from the BBC TV show.
Yaoi, like the Christian god.
Yeah, yaoi. The yaoi to it.
Yahweh's the Christian god.
Yeah.
I thought Yahweh was the Jewish god.
Whatever. It's the same thing.
Same goddamn thing.
Well, technically not, but
yeah,
whatever.
It is. It's
no,
fucking,
technically.
No, if you want to get technical, Yahweh was a pre-Judaic god name because it was Yahweh, Yishvah, and Ishtar, and all different gods of Babylonia that the Jewish people worshipped. And Yahweh was a war god that kind of like led on past beyond that. Anyways, enough of this theology shit.
Derpy show.
Yeah, good Steam sale. I mean, holiday Steam sale. Did you guys buy anything?
No.
Really? People were, like, going crazy with the packs that
I
had.
I bought nothing.
Well, it's funny because, like, some of the jokes on Reddit they were talking about, I was like, oh, look at all these games I already own from, like, that Humble Bundle pack, the THQ pack came out a little before the most recent Humble Bundle, and they got a shit ton of THQ games.
Actually, if you've been paying attention, Amazon has been selling games on Steam for cheaper than Steam has been selling them.
Yeah, they've been undercutting them. It's really cool. But do they have their own DRM for those games?
They give you a Steam key.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty damn clever.
Yeah.
Smart as hell. Wow.
It activates as like a retail version of the game.
Hmm.
But I got a couple of games from Amazon, but not from Steam yet. The funny thing is, the first couple of days there was like a game or two I wanted on the Steam sale, but yeah. I was holding off. And then for Christmas I got a gift certificate for Steam. And ever since I got that, there's nothing that I want to buy.
I know, right? That always happens on the flash sales. You're just
I might pick up the classic Doom. I never played Doom 3.
What about the BFG edition of Doom 3?
Isn't BFG the worst, the bad version?
All the packs and stuff like that.
I thought there's something wrong with the BFG edition.
Supposedly they fixed everything in it. Like it's
but I was told that they fixed something that was by quote-unquote fixing it, they like censored it or something.
Oh, I guess I didn't read
it. I remember hearing about there is some sort of controversy with the BFG edition.
Most? Okay.
Man. But there's something else. I think Orcs Must Die is really cheap.
I just got Air Mech, but
that's
Air Mech
was
free to play, but they had a pack, like a starter pack, that was really cheap.
What is that game like?
It's basically...
I'm gonna guess you're in a robot in the air.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, yeah. No, you're like a Veritech fighter that can transform between jet and ground robot. And it's the over-top third-person kind of like a strategy action RPG game. It's kind of cool, actually.
See, I was really hoping for a bullet hell shooter.
Almost, that's pretty much it, yeah, but with a strategy element. You fly back and forth, and it's pretty cool, actually. The thing that got me onto it was because Frontline Assembly did the soundtrack to that game. And I was like, fuck yeah, and then I didn't know they're apparently avid gamers, too, so the fact that they did such a really great job on the soundtrack, and the game is pretty fun, too. I mean, I haven't ran out of, you know, patience to play it, but that's the only game I can play. All the other games I got, like, I didn't get... Well, I downloaded PlanetSide 2, but my computer's not powerful enough to play PlanetSide 2 right now.
Why?
Because I have dual...
Upgrade it.
I have dual NVIDIA GeForce 8600s SLI. They don't work at all. I know, right?
Well, that's a really old card.
Yeah. So I don't know what to get. I'm thinking about getting
like
NVIDIA's... $70 to $150
and get a really good one.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna basically spend $200.
Terribly good.
Well, I'm gonna get the GeForce NVIDIA 560 Ti.
Yeah, those are cheap.
And I'll get two of those in SLI. Honestly, I just need a new video card just to play these games. Right. I got all these games I can't play, and I wanted to play a War Z online, but it's too crazy for my computer to handle.
Derpy Show.
Well, I've got my 3DS XL playing Pokemon Black and White 2. I'm going to attempt something that's supposed to be a very different way of playing Pokemon.
Passively?
No.
Oh.
It's called the Nuzlocke Challenge. Dun dun dun.
It's like the Cinnamon Challenge, but for Pokemans?
No. Speaking of which, I have some cinnamon. Do you want to try that?
No.
Okay.
So you're trying the Nuzlocke Challenge.
Nuzlocke.
Nuzlocke. Okay, go on.
Nuzlocke.
Nuzlocke, okay.
Nuzlocke.
Is it like a... Go.
It's named after this guy who they now refer to as Nuzlocke, after some weird Lost reference. I'm not entirely certain.
Oh, I think I know where you're going with this already. But go ahead.
Okay. So apparently the way the game works is, whenever you have your Pokemon...
Yeah.
If one of them ever gets knocked out, it's done.
It's dead.
Release
it. Throw it away.
Okay.
And then whenever you get to a new zone, the first Pokemon you see, you have to capture. And that you're not allowed to capture any other Pokemon.
Okay, I get the first thing.
Why?
The second thing I don't understand.
So the reasoning behind it is, first of all, you would begin to care for your Pokemon more. Not like you actually like, I love it, but like...
Is it kind of giving you like a hardcore mode for Pokemon?
Yes, it's a hardcore mode, but it's one of those like you end up... caring for the Pokemon that you have because you could lose them. You actually have to, like, be more strategic and actually do things better. The reason you have to go with the first Pokemon you see in every zone is because since Pokemon are so important, it limits the choice that you have, and you'll get Pokemon that you would normally never play with, and you now care for them. You are interested in them.
So you're screwed with normal types all the time.
Maybe not all the time.
Not all the time? Okay. Well, they have newer types now, don't they?
A wild Mewtwo appears. That's the first thing you see in his own.
Well, there's
wild
a...
Wild missing number appears. Yeah!
Well, if you're playing on emulators, they have hacked emulators that randomly populate every area with random Pokemon.
Or you could actually change that seed and populate it differently.
But a lot of people are doing... A lot of people on emulators do Nuzlocke challenges with randomized Pokemon, so you never know what trainer's going to have what, or what's going to appear in the wild, or even what Pokemon you grab at the start.
Oh, wait, so heavily, fully of its catalog of Pokemon, everything's heavily randomized? Wow.
Yeah, so every trainer will show up with a different, like...
Gives you a choice of three legendaries.
It can. One guy, but you don't...
Shining legendary.
As far as it goes, on the original one, if you're doing the challenge with the randomized, you're not allowed to choose of the three, you just go with the first one, because it's random, no matter what.
Oh, wow.
So some people get, like, Voltorb on their first one, and Voltorb at level 5 only knows self-destruct. I guess I already lost!
That's supposed to get hilarious.
Reroll.
Oh, man, it's fucking hilarious.
So, I'm excited to try my new Pokemon game, Pokemans, so you guys can check back in with me as I attempt the Nuzlocke Challenge. Right now, Smugleaf and I are doing all right.
Derpy Show.
I don't know, I've been playing Sengoku Basara on,
Bless you.
I know, right? It's the Samurai Warrior, version of Dynasty Warriors, games for PS3.
Wait, and weren't all the Dynasty Warrior games Samurai versions?
No. There's Dynasty Warriors that does the Romance of the Three Kingdoms in Chinese history, and there's Samurai Warriors. Samurai Warriors is the Konami version.
You named, like, 7 games, I don't know what's happening.
Dynasty Warriors, China, Samurai Warriors, Japan, all done by Konami. Now, Capcom did a game called Sengoku Basara, and the same thing, too. No, I've been playing those, I mean, because everybody's been like, oh, Sengoku Basara, OMG, Xanamu, kids. And I got hit with kids. I started reading Homestuck as well, too.
Oh, God, you're reading Homestuck?
Yeah, I'm trying to get with
the kids. Are you on a quest to be more terrible this year? Is that
your is that your resolution?
I'm on a quest to understand people more.
He's on a quest to become the living embodiment of nerd cancer.
I guess. Well, come on. We're being those old crotchety guys like, these new geeks come out today with their Homestucks and their Italias.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. I gave Italia a chance. Any anime that is just...
Spaghetti, ethnocentric,
something randomly offensive and racist. That's it. 3 minutes of just screaming and weird...
Forget
allegory.
About the Holocaust! What? Yeah.
So, no,
I think
stupid.
We should have an official Derpy Show pool.
Review. We should review animus.
Where our listeners put down money to see at what point you and I start hating Neophiles.
Is that the pool going on? What, hating? I hate so much, you guys keep asking me back.
Pick a week in the future.
Yep, you guys can gamble on that.
Gamble on that, yeah. Which week we're going to start completely hating him because he started watching Homestuck or
Are we supposed to, like,
you do with Homestuck.
Wait, are we supposed to, like, play a game and record us commentating over it or something?
Yeah.
Like, I saw a poll and people wanted us to play games. I'm just like, what?
In video form.
In video form?
But you won't play World of Warcraft with
this
us.
Fuck World of Warcraft.
This isn't a video camera.
Derpy Show.
Speaking of giant robots, you saw the Pacific Rim preview, right? Pacific Rim. Giant robots fighting giant monsters like that.
Oh, yeah.
A giant rift in the...
I did see that trailer, because I saw The Hobbit recently.
Yeah. I'm a little disappointed. The IMAX show that we saw didn't do the 9-minute
print.
Oh. Yeah, we should.
Channing likes movies.
Sarah's talking about The Hobbit without you.
What the fuck just happened in there?
You walked out and you were like, I'm gonna be a dirty dirty, give me some dirt, dirt back up a dirt.
I go to get some goddamn water, and you talk about the fucking Hobbit without
me. We started with Pacific Rim Job.
You talking about Guillermo del Toro without me?
Yeah.
I thought you fuckers were my friends.
I stopped him.
He stopped me. We stopped each other.
No, that's
like, I agree, we stopped with him.
Okay, go on.
We're talking about Gundam, and he transitioned into
giant fighting robos.
Right.
Which Pacific Rim? And when the preview came on, the beginning of The Hobbit, I shat myself. Although when we first saw The Hobbit, we saw it in IMAX, and they didn't put the fucking 9-minute prelude trailer for Star Trek on it because the platter didn't fit.
Well, it depends
on. Put it on for me either.
Really?
What theaters did you go? There were not every theater was approved for it.
Oh, I see.
You had to go online and find out which theaters had it.
Damn.
In Orlando, I believe it was Waterford.
Honestly, I would rather just watch a trailer anyway, because I don't want things spoiled.
I guess. When they said 9-minute prelude, is it like 9 minutes of the actual movie?
It's like the first 9 minutes
of
the movie.
Oh,
fuck that.
Yeah. That's why I don't really want to see it. I mean, I'm curious.
Yeah.
Because I'm a big Star Trek fan. But at the same time, I'm
so
like...
So what's the villain in this one they have projected?
Khan!
Oh, legitimate Khan? Okay.
He's technically called... What they've released is a name, I think, John Harrison.
Wait, is Khan a Romulan?
No, Khan was an altered human.
Yeah, he's a...
A genetically altered human?
Yeah.
Okay.
As of right now, we don't know exactly who he is.
Hmm.
A lot of people also theorizing that it's Gary Mitchell, which was the character from the second pilot of the original series, which was the first episode starring James
T. Kirk.
Oh,
that guy that gets, like, god powers or whatever?
How does he get god powers?
He, like, goes out towards, like, some part of the world and then sees the warp or something and then turns into a god.
The warp?
I don't know. I don't know Star Trek shit.
Oh, okay.
He had, like, silver eyes and...
Well, how do you extend it? Did you, like, you know, what, put a galaxy in his pocket or something?
I don't really follow.
Give me a second. Let me fucking wiki it. I'll tell you.
That shit. There you go.
I'm not an authority on the original series.
Oh, okay.
Well, all the other ones, I could tell you exactly what was going on.
My catches. Well, aside from that, I mean, like, the Pacific Rim preview looked awesome because it's my childhood, like, love of giant robos fighting monsters. Like, Mechagodzilla.
I like how
Ultraman.
You go to another topic when I'm telling you I'm looking up the wiki to answer our last
topic.
Well,
I'm waiting for you to look it up, so I'm talking about other things.
It's not the radio. We can cut the silence out.
You could edit this dick in your mouth.
I don't have to edit the one that's in yours. It's just there. Anyway, so Gary Mitchell, he was a helmsman. And
so he wore helmets, gotcha.
Yes, essentially. So anyway, they discovered an old ship that had been missing for 200 years.
Oh. Hello?
And it was apparently, its last known position was at a thing called the Galactic Barrier.
Oh, so Event Horizon, gotcha.
Kinda, yeah. He went out to see exactly what that was. And he interacted with these strange energies. He recovered, however, began to display a widening array of psionic abilities, including, but not limited to, hypercognition, conscious regulation of...
Autonomic.
Reflexes, telepathy, extrasensory perception of various kinds, including clairvoyance, clairaudience, and clariatory.
Now, to clarify this for people like Neophiles, he was an Esper.
An Esper.
That's an animu term for what he was just describing.
From what animu?
All of them.
Espers?
It's like an anime trope. You don't know what an Esper
aren't those,
is?
Aren't Espers from... No, that's Angels.
I thought Espers were like, yeah, like angelic or like mostly ether-based kind of like steampunk.
Yeah!
When you said Esper, I'm thinking more of a steampunkish kind of trope from like, you know, the fantasy realm.
No, it's a JRPG and anime thing.
I don't know these things. I don't play much JRPGs.
What kind of anime fan are you? Why do I know more about anime than you right now?
I do fighting game animus. Like what? JoJo's Bizarrest Adventure.
Fighting game animus?
Yeah. I thought there were like two of those.
Yeah, I know there's Persona animus.
He watches like, I watch Street Fighter, and there's
a Darkstalkers, video game. The Darkstalkers, American version of Darkstalkers, and Lord Raptor is a cheesy Australian guy.
So you have really terrible taste in anime is what you're telling me.
Yeah,
sure,
well,
totally.
There was that one Street Fighter 2 movie that was really good.
Which one? The one where he fights Dark Hadouken?
In English, it's referred to as Street Fighter 2, the animated movie.
Oh, Alpha. Yeah, it was Alpha. The Alpha. Street Fighter Alpha. Yeah. The one with the really good soundtrack at KMFDM.
All I know is Chun-Li beat up a guy in her underwear.
Oh, yeah. That's the one. It's the Alpha movie, yeah. Because it had a really great soundtrack. It had, like, Stabbing Westward on it, and KMFDM was on it. That fight scene when they're fighting, that song is Ultra by KMFDM.
Alright.
I was obsessed with that soundtrack. Same with the Tekken soundtrack. I love the Tekken soundtrack.
You know what I hate? Tekken.
Do you really hate Tekken?
I hate almost everything there is to do with Tekken.
I agree with the air juggling-ness of it, because you could just like kick somebody and start air juggling them, but the same thing can happen in like Marvel vs. Capcom or any of the SNK games. Actually, no, the SNK games were a lot balanced, but you want to... Talk about the most balanced fighting game I ever played was DOA.
I was going to say DOA.
The countering
system.
Were
you really?
I was.
DOA's countering system is amazing because you can just like break combos if you're just skilled enough to counter.
You know
when
what?
He said most balanced, DOA is the first thing that came to my mind too.
Yeah. I mean, there's air juggling.
Is that because all the girls have big boobs that bounce correctly?
They're balanced. Probably. The physics is balanced, yeah. Put the age up really high.
It's actually a really good fighting game, though.
Yeah, it's very balanced.
I never could get into any of the 3D fighters.
See, the reason...
Skip all virtual fighters.
Originally, like, way back in PlayStation and N64 days, I did not like any of the 3D fighters because they just didn't feel the same way as the 2D ones did.
Well, what about...
Up until...
Third Impact.
Mortal Kombat 4 was the first 3D fighter that I didn't
really?
Find. Yeah.
I was going to say, are you sure you didn't like Street Fighter, or was it Alpha, the one that was in 3D?
No, that would be EX.
EX, yeah. You didn't like that one? Because when I played that...
That was after Mortal Kombat 4.
I thought it was around the same time.
No.
Like, I didn't like the Street Fighter EX's series. I owned EX 2+.
You know what the most terrible fighting game was? War Gods. Do you ever play that?
I don't know. I think the dinosaur one might be one of the worst.
Oh, that's true.
Primal Rage.
Yeah. Or Killer Instinct. I fucking hated the combo system. The brutal combos.
Oh, where you just do infinite combos?
Yeah, 98 hit combos. And I would see these guys just do this like whole fucking array of just
I could
presses.
Never play those Virtual Fighter and Tekken. I didn't
hated Virtual
Tekken
Fighter.
Either.
Like, if I want to play a real, like, a fighting game, I'll go for SNK. Like...
Yeah,
fucking Samurai
Showdown.
Those
Wolf's
are
Reign.
Attack.
Wolf's Reign's a good one,
Garou,
which is basically Fatal Fury.
Garou.
Samurai Showdown.
Wolf's Reign. They made a video game based on that.
No, not the anime. Wolf's Reign was was it Wolf's Reign? No, Fatal Frame. Fatal, not Fatal Frame. Fatal Fury with Terry Bogard and all those guys from the SNK universe.
Oh.
The name was, I think, it was originally called Wolf's Reign, which is about like the first boss that he fought was like Geese, I think it was. Not Code Geass.
I know, but everybody always says geese.
Code Geass?
Because they're bad.
Yeah, let me hit you with my Sharingan eye and make you do Code Geass things.
What?
I don't know. Don't they have, like, certain geasses in their eyes?
No, I never don't know anything about that.
Apparently,
anyway.
Yeah, go. But it's fighting games, yeah.
But if I want to, like, do... I don't know. I grew up on Street Fighter 2, which is slow. I like slow fighting games. Like...
I like them fast, and that's why DOA is good for me.
Yeah.
And you know what I actually don't like? I liked Marvel vs. Capcom 2, as long as you weren't playing with anyone who knew what the fuck they were doing.
Or playing with Cable or Sentinel.
If you were playing with people that were like,
Projectile
man,
Cable, fuck that guy.
I used to love Street Fighter 2 and Mortal Kombat 2. Let's play some fucking Marvel vs. Capcom, because Mega Man's in it. That sounds awesome.
My biggest thing with fighting games is they have to be responsive. If I push a button, they better be doing that immediately.
Right.
What do you think of the Soul Calibur series?
I love Soul Calibur.
Soul Calibur is okay.
But the thing is, for a while, the Mortal Kombat games were just really, really terrible to me. Like, yeah. The ones after 4 and before the newest ones
I think the Deadly Alliance and the most recent ones
were those were bad. Because
the most recent one? The Mortal Kombat?
You had to push through, like, to do a combo, you had to push all of the buttons in sequence, and they wouldn't necessarily do any of those moves at the time.
Well, not recent. Have you played the most recent one? The Mortal Kombat?
I like
Legacy?
That one. I said the newest one I like.
Yeah, that one, they have a counter system in that as well, too.
Yeah, the newest one is fantastic. I played the crap out of that game.
You're gonna retcon that whole series.
But I have a really hard time with, like, Marvel vs. Capcom 3, because it's all about being in the air the whole time, and that's not interesting to me.
It's... Yeah.
It's not fun. Like, I played some BlazBlue. Which seemed to be the same way. It's
Guilty
all
Gear.
Get in the air. Yeah. Get in the air and then combo out and then you win.
Have you ever heard of...
I don't want to play that. I want to play, like, dolls. Jump around, punch, counter, jump.
There's a third-party indie fighting game called, I think it was Dead Dolls or something like that, or Something Dolls, that is, like, it's a mixture between the Persona 4 fighting game and what you see in BlazBlue and Guilty Gear, but apparently it's pretty balanced in a sense. But Persona 4, the fighting game they came out with, was pretty interesting. You ever played the Persona games? Pretty good, actually. But they're one of those JRPGs.
They're not fighting games.
There's a fight... No, Persona 4 has a fighting game tied to it.
Oh.
It's an actual fighting
game. Yeah, I only played
3.
It is JRPG. Is it, like, is it RTS RPG?
I played turn-based? 3 because to every battle that you fought in that game started off with you shooting yourself in the head.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
Because you had some sort of a soul gun that would, like...
Yeah, shoot out your persona and you have to fight with it, yeah. Remember that one?
There was a lot of controversy around that, I guess, because there was these kids and they would be shooting themselves in the head all the time.
Yeah. You ever saw the movie Suicide Club?
No.
Fucking hate Japanese films like that.
Like Funky Forest?
Robo Geisha.
The movie where the guy had a weird penis?
Sure.
You know what I'm talking about?
I wasn't in any movies.
Your shallow, wide penis.
But yeah, fighting games. I don't know. They're their own things. I have a friend that's like a huge expert on them. He's pretty fucking hilarious when he retells all these different fighting games. In fact, we should bring him on as a guest for anything fighting reference. He's a really funny guy.
I'd like to veto that suggestion.
Yep.
Okay. No, let's get off my back. I'm just bringing in content. That's fine, too.
Friggin' content. No, you're incontinent. That's different.
But, yeah.
That means you pooped your pants.
I did.
I pooped too much.
A lot of fiber.
Well, you're not allowed to poop that much? Is it bad to poop a lot?
If you become that, like, diuretic, yeah.
Not diuretic, but I eat a lot of fiber, so I eat a lot of poop.
A diuretic is something that makes you pee.
And poop.
No, a diuretic is something that makes you pee.
I thought it was poop as well.
No, that's diarrhea.
That's diarrhea.
Yeah, but it's tied to the root word, dia.
I think diuretic is actually spelled D-I-U.
You know what the number one diuretic is?
Caffeine?
Coffee.
Water.
Water. Oh. What? Oh, god damn it. God fucking damn it.
But yes, caffeine also is one.
Yeah.
Derpy show.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
That's not the right answer.
Oh. Did that actually happen?
Do you know what the right answer is?
It really happened.
What? You're gonna... Oh.
Who?
You're gonna shoot your pants trying that.
Ooh, it smells really good.
It sounded a little wet, too. So I'm a little concerned that the rest of this podcast is gonna be through my shirt, which I'm now covering over my face.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I'm really glad... that my sweatshirt that I'm pulling over my face actually smells like laundry detergent and not like fart, like if I didn't have it over
my face. My shirt smells like campfire smoke.
Why does it smell like campfire smoke? Are you making s'mores?
He goes to a weekly drum circle out in the woods.
Oh, like a hippie.
Yeah.
You're one to talk.
What do you mean I'm one to talk?
Pointing to him.
Oh. I was going to say, I'm almost anti-hippie, if anything. Except for... I guess I'm not. I redact that.
Keep hoisting your own petard there, buddy.
My petard?
Yeah, hoisting it.
What are you talking about?
Derpy show.
Old man cat. Old man cat. Old man cat running around the room. Old man cat. Oh, my cat. Old man cat gonna jump on a chair. By jumping on a chair, gonna slightly pull himself up.
He wants some butterbeer. Give the cat
butterbeer. Incoming of the cat to fuck his day up. Why? Cats are always like that.
Fuck you, I'm a cat.
Uh-oh. Engage in kitty combat. Wait, that's Twilight Zone remix.
Isn't that the theme for Mortal Kombat?
Mortal Kombat's da 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 da. Twilight Zone da 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 da.
The Twilight Zone is in Mortal Kombat, right?
Sure.
It's not
Twilight Zone.
The Twilight Zone.
No, it's
not the Twilight Zone.
Twilight Zone remix is that.
Yeah, but there's a chorus to the song. That's how it goes. Twilight Zone.
I don't know that. I didn't know that was a chorus.
I know that because I DDR'd it back in the day.
Oh, really? Okay, I didn't know that. Yeah, but there's a Twilight Zone remix, and everybody gets that confused with the Mortal Kombat remix because the Utah Saints that did the actual
remix of what song?
Twilight Zone. I don't know. It's just some techno syndrome. Twilight
wait. So you're saying that meow 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 is incorrect.
That's Twilight Zone.
It should be
meow 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 meow
meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow
meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow
meow
meow meow meow meow meow
meow meow
meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow
meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow
meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow meow. We were not singing the Mortal Kombat song.
He DDR'd it to it.
But I'm pretty sure Mortal Kombat Annihilation had that version.
Shut up.
That we did.
It's not, because it's the same thing as the Utah Saints original techno syndrome of Mortal Kombat. Do you want me to bust this shit out right now and prove you wrong?
Yes.
Which, how? No, no, I know exactly what's going to go down. I'm going to prove you wrong and be like, yeah, just the way I said it. And you're going to deny it up and down. So you know what? Fine. No. No, I will not prove it to you because you'll just turn it back around on me.
More like I was going to come back with evidence
Fuck you!
That Mortal Kombat and Annihilation had a different theme song.
It's the same song. Fight!
Isn't it more important that no one should ever acknowledge that Mortal Kombat Annihilation exists?
I liked it.
That is my animality. Yeah, no, that's dreadful. That's awful. It's shitty writing and a shitty movie.
Okay.
This is proof that you just lucked out on the first one.
Well, they didn't have Anderson for the second movie.
Wasn't there another one?
No.
There's the new modern Mortal Kombat.
They have the
series.
Modern one called Legacy that's going on in the mini series right now. It's fucking amazing. The fights are absolutely gorgeous.
Are you talking about the fan made one?
No, it's not fan made.
It was fan made and became legit.
No, no, no. When he says fan made, it was a pitch from one of the producers.
It was. Yes, I mean it was fan made. The fans just happened to be real people,
real
people.
Like legitimate. Yeah. A lot of the actors and fighters in there were fans of the series.
Sonya Blade was played by fucking 7 of 9, dude. Jerry
really?
Ryan, yeah.
And then they moved on to do the mini, like the web series on YouTube's Machinima. And they also have like Halo 4's little Machinima thing on there too as well.
What does Halo 4 have to do with it?
Well, Machinima.
Because it's the same company that's been, or the same group that's been pushing a lot of these fan-ish.
I thought you were talking about live action stuff.
And it is live action. It's a live action Halo 4 thing.
Live action isn't Machinima.
Machinima's the. There's a channel called Machinima.
No, you're right. It's not Machinima as in like the like Red versus Blue stuff. It's
but there's
it's
a like
a channel that
proper noun Machinima channel.
They do that on their channel. So okay. Like Halo 4 and the Mortal Kombat Legacy has that mini episodes or mini the mini series. The fights are absolutely amazing. I am a huge fight geek, and their fights on that mini series are absolutely amazing. Like the fight between Scorpion and Sub-Zero, fucking amazing. I mean, just up their tier. And they do a lot of the karate fights. And
did
karate fighting is very...
Did Liu Kang fight Sub-Zero and win by throwing a bucket of water at him?
No, I don't think they actually met up against each other.
But you say the fighting's really good, but is it as good as Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Better.
Is it as good...
Jean-Claude Van Damme, okay, I think the pivotal, like, best fight he ever really did was in that fucking movie called The Quest. Based off the book is pretty good. But the quest, all he does is just spin hook kicks. That's all he does. And when you really analyze his fighting style and the way he does his makeup of fights, that's all he does. The best fight in that movie was the Chinese kung fu fighter that did all the animal styles and fought.
But the real important question is, how does it stack up against the fat guy with the ponytail?
Steven Seagal?
Steven Seagal.
Give me your wrist! Why? I want to flip you!
Steven Seagal is the American Dragon.
Steven Seagal and Chuck Norris beat people up with one hand, so I gotta get a hand to them. They're pretty badass.
Derpy Show.
Snapchat.
So how do you feel that the videos on the internet of you floating around?
I noticed that one video had 137 views. I'm just like, oh my god.
Oh, it's one of them's up to 200.
That's
awesome. It's your egg video is up to 200.
Why? Yes. Why? They're just being peered in the background and like, I'm getting eggs. I don't understand what's better than like
Robo
Joe's derpery. I mean,
I think the dancing video is fucking great.
Which one? Busting his watch.
No, the one from Xbox.
Oh, the Xbox?
It takes a little bit to warm into it.
Dude, I didn't realize how well I was dancing to that. I was just like, oh my god.
Compared to, like, having Joe next to you is a good way to make you look like a good dancer.
It's very true.
I have to remember that in the future. If I ever need to look like a good dancer, just have Joe with me.
Yeah.
I feel very sad that the Hey Baby was not captured on film. So we're dancing with, like, Let's Dance 3 on the Kinect on Xbox.
Let's Dance Central.
At one point, whatever it is. When I say Let's Dance Central, I don't know.
It doesn't fucking matter.
It's a fucking dancing game.
Let's All Smoking!
So, and for some reason, at one point, instead of focusing in on Neofaust, it focused in on Boar at the back of the room. So he looked like a little tiny person on the Kinect. And it was like, now you make up your dance! So he just, like, put his hands in the air and shuck it, like, gyrated his, like, body a little bit.
Yeah.
And it would name the dance. It was like, the Yo Baby, or the Hey Baby. So then we had to do this little, like, baby dance, which is just arms up and, like, a very small, like, low-impact shimmy. And I was out and about the other night, and I was like, man, what are we gonna do? There's music going. And I was like, I gotta do the Hey Baby.
One of the funniest parts about that, too, is whenever it would make you do that move, it would shrink your avatar down
to about a third. I remember that. That was good stuff. But now, like, the fighting video, our one fan was just like, I'm disappointed in Neofaust. I'm like,
Is that your honorable?
I'm honorable, yeah. Like, all the
because
face
he didn't
shot.
Want to smack Joe in the face.
He really wanted to hurt you.
He did. I was just like, you are serious, man.
So barbarians beat knights.
Apparently, yeah, she'll wrestle like, you know, rapier fighters. I'm just kind of like, okay. No face.
He fucking threw his weapon.
I think the fucking spear chuck was fucking hilarious. It's when so he good. Fucking, I didn't realize how much it surprised me when I saw the video.
It's so good.
Wham! I'm like, oh, fuck, that was brilliant. I thought that was the most brilliant move I've saw that fight.
See, if he was that brilliant, he would have waited till the end. But it was, like, tied.
Whack! I'm just like, damn. I could go against him, like, damn.
That would have been good showmanship right there.
Yeah, very, very pivotal.
But if you would have tried it again after that, you would have just been like, bam!
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Nah.
Or, like, Matrix.
The thing is, when I saw him going for the attacks, I noticed every time he would, like, go and commit to attack, the roll would bend. And I know if I would commit to any of those attacks, they would just bend, and I'd just get whacked anyway. So I'm just like, what am I doing? Just go with it. He looks like he's having fun.
So you're telling me you threw the fight?
Practically.
Whoa! That throws the whole derp off into question.
I don't know. He got me really good with a few of them. I must admit, like, a few blocks and parries he immediately came back with got me good. And that's why I didn't hit him in the face a few times.
Although we decided beforehand that whoever loses was the winner of the derp off.
Oh.
Whoever lost the most challenges wins.
Oh.
Because it's not about winning things. It's about being the most derpy.
Yeah.
So if you're good at these challenges, obviously you're not very derpy.
Uh-oh. Well, I failed the wrapping paper one.
But in the end, we didn't care, and we declared no winner.
Yeah, I was going to say, and the dirt bait was just not even a dirt bait. It was mostly, yeah, I agree.
No, it wasn't a debate. It was a dirt bait. You guys absolutely derped all over those topics.
That's why it didn't matter if you agreed with each other.
I was like, yeah, I agree with you, too. Yeah, I'll agree with Ross Buten. Yeah, he's got a big penis.
You didn't have to convince people of anything.
Although, I think you did. I think everyone did learn a little something throughout the whole dirt bait. All of Derp Simber.
Derpy Show.
Hey, do you know how they decided about what to call Canada?
God damn it, I heard this before. C-A-N-A-D-A.
Wow. You really gave a whole fucking punchline without the fucking setup of the joke.
Guess what? I fucking suck at one-liners.
Knock, knock. Interrupting something! Knock, knock. Bet your orange you're glad you didn't poop!
Orange you banana glad that you didn't apple.
Jesus Christ.
Story of my life.
Not only are you such a... Not only are you so awful that you can't tell jokes yourself, you fuck up other people's jokes.
That's great, because it was gay. And I've heard you do better. A shame on you.
He's trying to hold your comedy to a higher standard, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, I don't have any standards.
Thanks for listening to Derpy Show, presented by Nerdy Show. If you enjoyed what you've heard, support the Nerdy Show Podcast Network by telling a friend, join in on the community forums, or support us with your hard-earned cash and receive exclusive perks. For more episodes of Derpy Show, Nerdy Show, Dungeons & Doritos, and other podcast videos, our Minecraft server, and other cool stuff, visit nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all Nerdy Show podcasts via the iTunes Store. And remember to follow us on Facebook, Tumblr, and Twitter, at Nerdy Show, to keep up to date on the latest Nerdy Show news.
Fuck you, I'm done. I'm out. We're done. We're done.
See?
No, we're done.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.